This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, I'm a boat rocker, too. I'm not Bradley Dean. I'm half his size. Just this funky Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley today. Man, I'm excited. I actually get a chance to be with Bradley this week coming up in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Listen, folks, I'm sorry if you're disappointed. If you're one of those folks, people out there that when you tune in to hear somebody and then they have a guest host, you know, you tune off, say, oh, no, I like Bradley. I don't want to hear this other guy. Give me a couple minutes. I promise you this hour together that we have is going to be well worth it. Again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com. That's my website. And just like Bradley, who is traveling right now or getting ready to travel, it's a little closer trip for him. He's going to be appearing at the Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Expo and Conference, being held in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Now, Bradley's from Minnesota. He's up around that area. I'm from down around Columbus, Ohio, so it's a little bit longer trip for me. But, boy, I look forward to seeing Bradley. I haven't seen him actually in person for a couple of years when we did some ministry work together up in Illinois. That's a long story, too. But, man, you don't want to miss this event. If you're anyways near, if you're within a couple hour, 3 hour drive to Marshfield, Wisconsin, coming up this week in March 8th through the 9th, 2019. Rob Pugh does a great job at the Wisconsin Christian News with his ministry expo being held at the Marshfield Mall. And they have displays, have a lot of great things. But man, listen to this lineup. Listen to these people are going to be here. Bradley Dean's going to be there, Son of Liberty Media. Pastor Dan Fisher. Dan Fisher ran for governor of Oklahoma, almost caused quite a stir down there with his desire to criminalize abortion. Dr. Mike Spalding, who I'm going to have on with me here at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Mike Spalding from Soaring Eagle Radio out of Lima, Ohio. Dr. Mike has written a book, Make the Pulpit Great Again. Boy, we need to hear from that. How about that? Doug and Joe Hagman. That's right, the Hagman brothers. They're going to be there March 8th and 9th, 2019, at the Marshfield Mall. They're in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Leighton Howerton, if you've never heard Leighton Howerton, songwriter, national recording artist, Leighton's going to be there to do some music. John Diamond, another guy's going to come and talk to us about the Constitution and where we went wrong and appealing to heaven, how to make America great again. Folks, man, you can find information about, boy, go to Wisconsin Christian News. Wisconsin Christian News. .com. In fact, I feel bad I ought to be able to share this to Bradley's page. He probably has it on this page. Wisconsin Christian News. That's this Friday, Saturday. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful bit. Again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer is sitting in for Bradley today. And as I said, it's going to be my chance to get to see him. I haven't seen him in probably a couple of years. Really look forward to it. I want to talk to you. I got kind of an unusual show, at least for me. I'm one of those guys that when the program starts and I get on a rant and I get going and I can I had somebody tell me one time I can tell a story about a dog that will make a cat cry. Lord's given me the gift of gab. I do my own radio podcast at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com every morning. Yes, that's every morning at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Podcast that you can find right on the internet, CoachDaveLive.com. We're on some terrestrial radio stations as well, but most of our most of my listening audience is right there on at CoachDaveLive.com. It's all free. I'd like you to join us. It's talk radio with the Sting. We think we'll really, really enjoy it. But what I've been I'm dividing the show really kind of into two parts here, so that you can hang in there with us. The second part, Pastor Mike Spaulding, Dr. Mike Spaulding from Lima, Ohio, Soaring Eagle Radio, is going to come on and talk about what's wrong with America and the pulpits, and how can we make the pulpits a great again? And really, it's been the failure of the pulpit that is, golly, that's allowed all of this evil to creep upon America. It's time for the church to stand up and fight back and push back. So we're going to have Pastor Mike join us at the bottom of the hour. But I want to share with you something that that I've really been pushing hard here over the last few days. As most of you know, that you know, New York legalized infanticide. It's not abortion anymore, my friend. It's infanticide. It's really what it is. They've moved beyond. Remember when they used to tell us that a baby wasn't a baby? A baby in the womb wasn't a baby. It was just a blob of tissue. And we let them get away with that for 46 years. But now that it looks like the Supreme Court's about to switch hands and they can't pound us in the head anymore with the lies of the court. The courts don't make law. Now they've quickly tried to move to the states and say, well, the states have the rights then. And here in New York, we're going to kill babies. We're going to legalize the killing of babies who were supposed to be aborted but somehow survived that abortion. And we're going to allow them to be killed after they're born. Real, live, born babies. And I've been attacking that really hard. I have a video, audio here I'll play for you if I get a chance here in a second. We're just last week, on Friday, I went to the Senator Sherrod Brown, my senator. I went to his office, and I brought up the 14th Amendment, folks. Bear with me here as I pull this up. I want to read to you the 14th Amendment. I want to ask yourself if you're allowed to kill babies. I went to my senator and I asked him that question. Well, I didn't get to him. I got to one of the ladies, one of the girls. Here's what I asked him. I pulled out the 14th Amendment, which was one of the amendments they used that to push all this debauchery, homosexual marriage and abortion, shove all of this stuff down our throat, transgenderism. And I read this to her. And I asked her to explain that maybe I'm missing something, folks. Here's the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. New York State passed a law, they said, to say that a baby can be allowed to die after it's been born. That's those are their words, not mine. And the 14th Amendment of the Constitution says this: all persons born or naturalized in the United States. Let me stop right there. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. I went to Sherrod Brown's office and I asked him, why is it that illegal aliens can come here and have a baby, drop that baby on the ground, and it's a born American citizen at that time, and that a baby that survives an abortion is born in America is not a baby? They didn't have an answer for that. Here it is again. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. Who are, folks? All persons born or naturalized. And not only are they citizens of the United States, but of the states wherein they reside. And no state, hear me, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States. The state can't make a law to kill a baby. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law. Nor to deny to any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the law. Folks, there it is. That's the 14th Amendment of the United States, and not New York, not Illinois, not Ohio, not New Mexico, not any state anywhere can deprive a human person born of the equal protection of the law, which is exactly what was done. And I'm getting a chance to come back here. I'm going to play that video so you'll be able to hear with your own ear words. They called it nuance.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bradley Dean, folks, want to apologize a little bit to you. I didn't hear the promo in my ear. Let me know we were going to break. I got rattling on and spoke right through it. I want to apologize that to you. Just a reminder, Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Expo in Marshfield, Wisconsin, this coming up weekend, March 8th to March 9th. Folks, you don't want to miss it. If you're in that area, you don't want to miss it. Bradley Dean's going to be there. If you've never seen Bradley, this is your chance to be able to see him, speak to him, get to see what a great guy, big guy, along with Dan Fisher, myself, Doug and Joe Hagman are going to be there. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, folks. We'd love to have you come out and join us. As I was saying, I created a video last week, and I'm sorry that I ran over that last segment. I want to get some of it in there. Where I just walked up to my senator's office, Senator Sherrod Brown, as I said, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer from Ohio. And I walked up to my senator, and I wanted some clarification on birthright citizenship, which I just read the 14th Amendment of the Constitution to you, which said that all persons born or naturalized, then it ends up with nor denied any person within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the law. And I simply asked the question, how can a immigrant baby come over the river in El Paso, a woman give birth, and that baby have constitutional rights, and a baby birthed in a hospital in Columbus, Ohio, after a botched abortion, doesn't have any constitutional rights? Folks, I got to tell you, we stumped them. They didn't really know what to say. They said that, well, it was more nuanced than that. And although I know the quality of this may not be great, I understand that. I just think it's important that you hear a little bit of this dialogue. So the next voice you're going to hear is Coach Dave, me, at my my Senator Sherrod Brown's office, and the receptionist, the discussion that she and I have regarding birthright citizenship and why it applies to illegal immigrants and does not apply to aborted babies who survived the abortion. By the way, folks, it does apply. Let's see what she has to say about it here as we pull it up here. Bear with me again. Coach Dave Dobmer, sitting for Bradley Dean.
High Street in Columbus. And I'm going to go have a meeting with Senator Brown. I'm going to find out this birthright citizenship thing, how that works. And so just bear with me. There's probably going to be some dead moments, some down moments. I apologize for that. But I'm going to put this in my pocket. I'm just going to keep it going until I figure out where the heck his office is and go through the preliminaries and then get on, hear from them exactly what's going on. Get them on the sixth floor. I'm going to flip this around now, so just bear with me, okay? I'm going to have a recorder in my pocket.
Get ready, folks, as I walk into the office here of my Senator Sherrod Brown. This is a video.
On the phone. Good. How you doing?
Good.
I'd like to speak to someone. I want a clarification on birthright citizenship, exactly how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's coming out of the office now. Speak to me in the lobby.
Do you like your job?
Yeah.
My daughter used to do this. Well, not for center. Not for center. She stayed out for one time. My name's Dave.
I'm Hafsa. Nice to meet you. Hafsa. Right there. Oh, right. Right here.
Thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'd like to speak to the senator, but I know that's probably...
Yeah, he's not here.
I'm
an immigration caseworker, so
okay.
I know a little bit about
it. Just some clarification.
Mm-hmm.
I brought with me this copy of the 14th Amendment so that you can have it so you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I just wondered if you could explain to me the way you understand, or the way the senator understands it, if you're able to speak for him, exactly what is birthright citizenship?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
She's pausing a minute as she's reading the amendment that I gave her to read. Probably has never read the amendment before.
Exactly. Or down the bottom, it says all persons born or... I'm going to get my glasses and I'll put them in my pocket.
Okay.
All persons born or naturalized in the United States. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Yada, yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
Nor denied any person within its jurisdiction equal protections of the law. My question is,
right,
when does birthright citizenship begin? If a woman were to come across the border,
mm-hmm,
and have a, let's say she comes in El Paso, Texas,
mm-hmm,
and she has a baby in El Paso, Texas,
mm-hmm,
is that baby at the moment that it's born?
Yes, as a United States citizen. So she would need, that baby would have a birth certificate issued by the hospital, and that would guarantee.
Well, okay, let me stop that a second. What if at that point somebody interdicted before she was able to go to the hospital? Let's say she had the child in an ambulance, or,
uh-huh,
and then I come along and I said, no, that baby's not born here or not a citizen of the United States. Can that baby at that point be deported? Does the baby only become a citizen when they give it a birth certificate? What? This is kind of confusing. Birthright citizenship, when does it?
I'm pretty sure if you're born in the United States soil, you're guaranteed your citizenship.
So the moment she gets that baby is out there.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, folks.
Just say equal. I'm just reading what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Any person born or naturalized in the United States, subject to jurisdiction of the citizens of the United States in the state wherein they reside, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law,
mm-hmm,
nor deny to any persons within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my favorite
thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Because I don't understand
it. Here we go.
If this child, according to what you've shared with me, is a born person,
mm-hmm,
the moment it's born, it has all equal protection of the law.
Mm-hmm.
How does a child born alive after an abortion not have birthright citizenship? Because didn't Senator Brown just, vote against the birth one alive infant protection act?
Yes.
Doesn't that child, the moment it's born, have birthright citizenship? And if it has all equal protections under the law, how can somebody kill it?
Well, Senator Brown believes that all health care decisions need to be made between a woman and her doctor.
So one and the doctor have jurisdiction over the baby's
But anything further than that, Senator Brown likes to answer in his own words. So if you have a specific question you'd like to ask him.
I would like to ask him. How could I do that?
Yeah, let me get you a form.
No. How does a guy like me, just a regular old commonwealth citizen like me, get an appointment with Senator Brown?
You can do that through our website.
I can schedule one?
Yeah, I can write down all the information.
No, I'm willing. I want this to happen soon. I'm willing to fly to Washington, D.C. I'd be glad to go there.
Well, you should note that in your scheduling request.
Okay.
Because
I don't know when he's busy. Is he in Columbus regularly?
Sometimes.
Like maybe they come home on the weekends, but I understand before.
Sometimes.
Okay.
He's in the state, yes.
You understand my point, though? The point that I'm making is if a child that comes across in El Paso and is birthed in El Paso, it's immediately a citizen when it's birthed. But a baby who survives an abortion in Columbus, Ohio, is not a person.
The issue is more nuanced than that, and Senator Brown would like to answer the problem.
I love it.
The issue is more nuanced than that. Folks, you can find it. This is unbelievable. You can find more information at go to my Facebook page, Dave Dobbin, my Facebook page, or email me at CoachDaveLive.com, and I'll send you the rest of this video. It's more nuanced than that. And I looked up the word nuanced, by the way, and the word nuanced means cloudy. Yeah. So a baby born to an immigrant mother in El Paso, Texas, the moment that baby hits the table, it's an American citizen with all rights, equal protections of the law. But a baby in Columbus, Ohio, that is aborted and survives the abortion, thing let lay on the table and die because why? It doesn't have birthright citizenship. Folks, do you see how they played both sides of this battle against us? Oh, let us wake up and understand what's going on. Let's not let them get away with the nuances. That's what a word that was, huh? That's more nuanced than that. In other words, the baby lying on the table in Ohio is not a baby. That's what they're telling us. They don't want us to be. We'll talk more about this. We got Pastor Dr. Mike Spaulding coming up on the other side, talking about making the pulpit great again. Because, folks, this battle for abortion, this battle for marriage, these battles, we are not going to win any of them if the pulpit doesn't begin once again to stand up and push back and fight back. And Pastor Mike Spaulding's written a fabulous book called just that, Make the Pulpit Great Again. I want to appreciate Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer again sitting in for Bradley Dean today. We're going to all be together up at the Wisconsin Christian News Expo coming up this weekend, Saturday, Friday, and Saturday in Marshfield, Wisconsin. If you're anywhere near that area at all, get there. Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Mike Spaulding, Leighton Howerton. We got us a crew. The Hagmans, Doug and Joe Hagman are going to be there. Love for you to be able to join us. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Passing the salt, that's what I call. We'll be back right after the break with Pastor Mike Spaulding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed at least 23 people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, about 60 miles east of Montgomery, Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Also, there have been storm injuries and widespread damage across southern Georgia, and even more damage in parts of South Carolina, including near the capital city of Columbus and outside Charleston. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back, friends. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. Talking about several different things. Birthright citizenship, the 14th Amendment. And really, the truth of the matter is it doesn't really matter what amendment, what citizenship, none of that stuff matters, folks, if we don't wake up the pulpit, get the pulpits involved in this cultural war that we're fighting in America. And I want to mention the fact that the Wisconsin Christian News, we're going to be up in Wisconsin March 8th, 9th, this weekend coming up for the Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Expo. Thank you. And Bradley Dean's going to be the Pastor Dan Fisher, Black Robe Regiment from Oklahoma. Dan ran for governor. Dr. Mike Spaulding, Doug and Joe Hagman. It's going to be a great, great crowd. It's free, folks. You don't want to miss it. You can find some more information at WisconsinChristianNews.com, probably on Bradley's website as well. But one of the guys that's going to be speaking is a guy who's written a book about this very issue, Dr. Mike Spaulding, has written a book, Making the Pulpit Great Again. Dr. Pastor Mike, how are you doing today?
Coach, I'm doing fantastic. It's always a blessing to chat with you, that's for sure.
Well, brother, it's great to have you join us today, Pastor Mike. I was just on the first half of the show. I talked about birthright citizenship and the 14th Amendment, how they're trying to kill babies, all how they're changing it from, you know, the baby's just a blob of tissue. It's not really a person. Now, Pastor Mike, we've reached a point where now that the baby's born, they still want to kill the baby. And the hardest thing that we're having, Dr. Spaulding, is, getting the pulpit and Christians and churches involved in this battle for life. And I know that you've written a fabulous book entitled, very aptly, Making the Pulpit Great Again. Pastor Mike, what's going on? Where are our pastors? Why are they so hesitant to get involved?
Yeah, well, I don't mean to be flippant about this, Coach. This is a very serious subject, and so it deserves a very serious answer. But quite frankly, our pastors today in a vast number of churches are more concerned about their livelihood, about maintaining their job. That's what it's come down to. It's come down to a position, maintaining that paycheck. They've got a family to feed and take care of, bills to pay. And if they speak out, then they're afraid that they're going to be fired. Now, that points to a number of different concerns, Coach. First of all, the first question we should be asking is, how did the American church ever get to a place where, number one, pastors are forced to shut their mouths and not speak about social issues for fear of being fired and losing their livelihood? Secondly, how did we ever get to a place where Christian America has allowed our government to dictate to us the way things are going to be? Coach, you're one of several powerful voices right now that people need to be listening to on this subject. And here's why I say that. We must remind our elected officials that they work for us. Now, folks, those of you that are listening today, if you think that a mere phone call or a mere letter is going to change an elected official's mind, you are sadly mistaken. It is going to take some very irate, some very vocal, some very public demonstrations and activism to turn this thing around, Coach. And if we do not do that, then we might as well just shut up and go back into our churches and sit down and just let it all fall in on our heads, because that's exactly what's going to happen if we do not do something now.
Yeah, but Pastor Mike, we've been told, many of us in our churches, again, folks, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today, and Dr. Pastor Mike Spaulding of Calvary Chapel in Lima, Ohio, of all places. We're both going to be at the Wisconsin Ministry Expo this weekend up in Marshfield, Wisconsin, along with Bradley, by the way, and Doug and Joe Hagman, and just a great lineup. Here's the question I'm getting at, Dr. Mike. We've been taught in our churches so long to go along to get along, or our brother, that the fact that a good Christian man follows the law. A good Christian man, Pastor Mike, not a rabble rouser. A good Christian man doesn't go out on the street and stand and protest. That's not what good Christian men do. But Pastor Mike, we are in a world of hurt today, and what would you say to people who, like me, you probably get those kind of emails all the time? How would you respond to that, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I would say, Coach, that first of all, look over to your arm and yank out that IV that's got anesthetic pumping through it that's made you brain dead. Because the fact of the matter is, Coach, that a Christian should be the one screaming the loudest when a culture goes south. Listen, they are murdering babies. They're murdering babies, folks. They're murdering babies. And we're going to continue to meet in our holy huddles on Sundays and Wednesdays. And, well, we're just going to pray that they'll change their mind. Listen, they're not going to change their minds. They're Luciferian zombies, Coach. They are serving their master.
Bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsty.
That's right. That's exactly what is happening. The fight is right in front of us. And we could talk about infanticide. We could talk about the censorship. We could talk about the demonic takeover of our political system. We could talk about the open borders insanity. We could talk about the enemies that are now seated in Congress, being placed on intelligence committees that are diametrically opposed to liberty and freedom as an American. We don't need to even talk about this anymore within a context of Christianity, Coach. We can talk about this within a context of decent human rights and what is good and proper for America and our continued freedom and liberty. We can talk about it on that basis. Church, it is time to wake up. So here's what I would suggest, Coach. I would suggest folks that attend a church on a regular basis, you start asking questions. You start asking questions of your pastor, and you ask, why are we not talking about infanticide? Why are we not talking about what's going on in our culture today? Why are you, my pastor, not pushing this issue and encouraging people to become activists? Why are we not talking about all of these things, the open borders, the illegal immigration, the takeover of our government? Why are we not talking about these things? And folks, you may find this strange coming from a pastor, but if you're in a church and the pastor says, well, I'm not going to talk about any of those things because it might upset some people, the next thing I want you to do is tell your pastor, thank you for answering that question honestly. And me and my family are now done here, and we're going to go find a church that is a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, teaching, and activist church. We're going where we will be equipped to push back against the darkness we find ourselves in today, because it is a dark, Coach. It's growing darker.
And then, Pastor Mike, it's really about kingdom theology, isn't it, brother? That even though we all understand, or we've been taught that, you know, that the Satan is the god of this world, we've lost sight of the fact that, Pastor Mike, that Jesus said just before he left that all power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. That we're supposed to take the power of Christ that he's given to us as the church, and we are to go influence salt and light to a lost and dying culture. Pastor Mike, what is happening? Is it Romans 13, brother? What is it that has made pastors step away from what I call that cultural mandate?
Yeah. Part of it is, a large part of it is Romans 13, Coach. It is an inaccurate and erroneous interpretation of Romans 13. And I've written, in fact, there's a chapter in my book that you mentioned, and thank you for mentioning that, that talks about Romans 13. 150, 175 years ago, we had a proper understanding of Romans 13, but that's become so convoluted now that pastors are now teaching that it is the responsibility of Christians, as you mentioned earlier, to be law-abiding and to go along with the government because they have authority over us. They've been placed in that authority by God. And I say, baloney.
Wasn't it the Apostle Paul, by the way, who wrote Romans 13? It was the Apostle Paul, I believe, who wrote most of the New Testament from jail. Now, Pastor Mike, if he was obeying the authorities, how did he end up in jail?
Well, clearly he wasn't, Coach. Clearly he was obeying his king.
Higher authority.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no exactly king, but King
that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He was obeying a higher authority, Mike.
Yes.
But is part of, Mike, as I'm not a pastor, so I don't understand what pastors deal with, but is part of that Romans 13 a skirt for the men to hide behind, a curtain they can hide behind? Say, I'd love to talk about it, but, you know, I'm not allowed to. I'm the government, you know, we got to obey the government. You think it's just a lack of courage in some situations?
It is. It is. And I've made that observation before. It's cowardice. It is what it is. And I don't understand that other than to say this, Coach. Some people that are standing behind pulpits, they're not called of the Lord. They do not have the Holy Spirit residing in them. They are not Christian. They've chosen it as a vocation. They see it as a way to and what they consider to be an easy buck. And so that's what's driving them, maintaining that job. A true born-again, blood-bought, redeemed, spirit-filled pastor is going to speak the truth. The fire of the Holy Spirit is going to be on him, Coach, and he's going to speak the truth from that pulpit, and his people are going to be equipped and encouraged. That's a true pastor. And that's what
folks, we got to go to the break. Got to go to the break here, Pastor Mike. We'll be right back on the other side with Pastor Mike Spalding. Hang in there with us, folks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're all going to be at the Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Expo in Marshfield, Wisconsin, this Friday night and Saturday, March 8th and 9th. Folks, it's good. I'll tell you, this is a great gathering. It's, first of all, it's a gathering of eagles, and that everybody there is pretty much has their eyes open. That's one of the problems we face in America today is churches. Man, we got our eyes shut. We don't even know what's going on. Well, the folks who will be at the expo, they got their eyes open and they understand what's going on. So we'd love for you to be able to join us there. One of the guys that's going to be there is Pastor Mike Spalding from, Pastor Mike is a pastor at, my brain just went dead on me. Pastor Mike at Calvary Chapel in Lima. He has Soaring Eagle Radio. He has a little radio station there in Lima, Ohio as well. And Pastor Mike, you also have your own show, which I believe is on every Monday night. That would be the night. How do people find your show, find a little bit more about you? And Pastor Mike, where would they get your book, Making the Pulpit Great Again, that maybe they could give it the Father's Day gift to their pastor.
Now, thank you very much, Coach. The book is available on Amazon. They can get it if they want a signed copy, they can get it from me. And they can email me, PastorMike@cclohio.org, and get a signed copy there or on Amazon. The live show is drmikelive.com, drmikelive.com. That's Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a bunch of fantastic people that join us, have a great conversation. It's all aimed, just like your show, Coach, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, is aimed at encouraging the body of Christ, encouraging and equipping and edifying the body of Christ. Get out and do something for our King.
Amen, Pastor Mike. And you're a rare guy, and that you do it. So Pastor Mike, take us through it here real quick. Give us a couple 3 minute spiel of what are the points that you're making in your book on making the pulpit great again.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Coach. So the first thing that that I encourage people to do is to understand what the problem is. And I'm a military man, Coach, so I come at this from a strategic point of view. And so the first point is you got to understand who you are. Who are you in Christ and what the Scripture says? And it says that we are all a priest in the ministry or the service of our King. The priesthood of the believer is the doctrine that refers to. So we need to understand who we are. But we also need to understand what we are. And what we are, if you're to believe statistics today, the church is a mess. Christians in general are a mess. And what I mean by that is this. Statistics tell us that there is very little difference between Christian men who profess faith in Christ, and men who have no faith, profess no faith in Christ when it comes to pornographic viewing, when it comes to all kinds of behaviors and things like that. Coach, we've got to clean our house up. We've got to get our house in order, because I can tell you something right now. If we think we're going to go into battle against this enemy with all of this garbage in our lives and stuck to us and all these unclean spirits, the enemy will clean our clock. So we need to get our house in order first. Understand then, secondly, what weapons are at our disposal. We have, as you said, Coach, we have the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. We can go out and win this fight, but we've got to get into the fight or we're never going to win it. So we need to get out there. Thirdly, we need to start networking or creating a downline of resources. We're not meant to do this alone. We need to start building an army for the King, and we can turn this thing around. So those are a couple of points just to get people started understanding. And then from there, you can move out into your community. I would encourage people, listen, take your school board over. Start there. Get your school board, because, listen, they're coming after our children. They're brainwashing and indoctrinating our children. They're going to turn your children against you. That's the goal. That's the aim. Let's not let them do that. Go out and take over your school boards. Let's start there. Then start at your local magistrates. Let's get involved in local politics, and then let's work our way up to the state. Let's hold our state governor, lieutenant governor, and representatives. Let's hold them accountable for what they permit the federal government to shove down our throats. There's the first
gate, Coach. You know, Pastor Mike, one of the things that I'm serious, man. I think about this a lot. You know, Scripture says, I believe in grace. We all believe in grace. We know that our sins are forgiven, but we know that there's going to be a judgment seat of God, Christ, and we're going to stand before God. We're going to give an account for every deed that we ever did. That's scary in itself. But we know this, Pastor Mike, that we're going to stand before the Lord, and he's going to say, hey, just curious. I'm just assuming, Pastor Mike, maybe not. We're going to stand before the Lord, and he said, hey, Coach Dave, when you were down there, were you aware that they were killing babies? Were you aware that they had acted like the law was making the slaughter of babies legal? Coach, did you do anything about that? Or, hey, Coach, did you happen to be down there, Coach, when they took marriage and they made marriage just about anything that you wanted it to be. Coach, were you around him? And did you happen to do anything? And, Mike, I wonder, boy, if I stand before the Lord, if I'm there and he asked me that question, brother, I want to be able to have a, I want to be able to have an answer, say, yeah, you know, Lord, I could have done more. I could have always done more. But, Lord, I want you to know I did what I could. I tried. Sometimes I was scared, but I tried. I tried to stand up for you. Really, isn't that what it's about, Pastor Mike? Aren't we supposed to love the things that he loves? And didn't he tell us to lay down our lives? The greatest, greater love is no man than this. He would lay down his life. Isn't that the attitude in the heart that men of Christ need to grab again, Mike?
Yes, yes, it is. It is. And I tell you how you can do that. Folks, if you're listening and you heard what Coach said, here's how you can do that. What you need to do is disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself from the things of this world, from valuing them above valuing who you are in Christ and the mission he has given you. If you don't have a mission from Christ, then let me tell you this right off the bat, folks. You're living in disobedience. Now, some are going to hear that, Coach, and they're going to think, well, I can't believe you would say that. Do you think for a second that Christ, that you were saved, born again, redeemed, come under the blood, have your sins cleansed so that you could sit on the sofa or sit in the pew, whatever the case might be, and do nothing? Is that why he saved you? It's time to get busy, folks. It's past time to get busy. What's the Bible say, Coach? Work while it's day, because the night is coming when no man shall work. We've got an opportunity here.
We do, yes. Brother. And you know, there's that parable of the talents, right? One guy had one talent, one guy had two. Remember the one guy with the one talent? What was it he said? Basically, he said, well, I was afraid to do anything, Lord. You're a tough taskmaster, and I didn't want to mess up, so I didn't do anything. And what did the Lord say? He said, you worthless dude, right? He's given all of us. Some can write letters. Some can do speeches. Some can speak to city council. Yes. Some can influence others in the church. We all are supposed to take the gift that the Lord gave us, Pastor Mike, not just for our best life now, brother, but to have impact, to be salt and light the way Christ has called us to be. I'm looking here, Dr. Spaulding. We got just a minute or so left here, brother. Just exhort the listeners out there. You're going to get to meet Bradley Dean this weekend coming up, Pastor Mike. He's a great boy. He's a mountain of a man, full of energy. We got a great weekend ahead. Encourage these people here, Pastor Mike, if you could.
Yes, thank you, Coach, and thank you again for the privilege of being able to join you today for this segment. I always count it a blessing to be able to exhort and encourage the body of Christ. And so, folks, listen, Coach said it isn't about having our best life now. And here's what I always say when people bring that up. If this is our best life now, we're getting ripped off, and the Bible is a lie. The Bible is a lie, Coach, if this is our best life now. Listen, our best life is lived in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to have your best life that is possible in space and time, in this temporal realm, if you want to have your best life, live it in obedience to the King. And that means, I can tell you what that means. That means being of service to your King. There are multiple thousands and thousands of opportunities to be working for the Lord Jesus. And what is most needed today, Coach, is to push back against this darkness. Push back hard against this darkness. You can't do it from your pew. You can't do it from your couch. You got to get up and get in the streets and get involved.
God bless you, Pastor Mike. Thanks for being with us. I'll see you in Wisconsin, folks. Come to the Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Expo. God bless you. See you next time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.